All right, peace, y'all. Peace, peace, peace. We back with another live. You know what I'm saying? We back with another live. Make sure y'all tap in on the Patreon. We got the videos back popping again. You know what I'm saying? The videos is back popping again. Everything's working smoothly now. Yeah, make sure y'all check out these videos on Patreon, the Robotic Society. All right, the beginning of the cyborg world, man. Make sure y'all check that out. And then we got this video. This video is also available to members on my YouTube channel. All right. Every now and then, certain videos that I can't put up on YouTube, publicly, I'll just sneak them on the members section on here on this channel. And also, this is available on Patreon too. All right. So, we got some stuff to talk about today, y'all. This might be a little lengthy live. We got some stuff to talk about today. So now, for those that don't know, the Australian bishop, by the name of Mari Emanuel, right, was attacked a few days ago. Now, I got some footage here of the bishop, right, but I'm not going to play the actual footage of him being attacked, all right? I'm not going to play that. So, but I'm going to show y'all a video of the reason why he was attacked. Now, for those that don't know, there's a lot going on in Dubai right now also. As far as with them having to deal with extensive rain, all right? There's a lot of rain. They're getting washed out. People are comparing this to the apocalypse that happened last time, right? But they have been using weather modifications, all right, and it's called cloud seeding, and we're going to take a look at the damage that has been caused by this, all right, and then we're going to talk about the banking system, y'all, because we have to keep our foot on these people next. Now, I always tell y'all about digital currency and the importance of how it's coming, you know, to places like America, right, but it's eventually got its way to Canada, all right, and the individual was not able to withdraw his money. And also, we might talk a little bit about, you know, a little bit about, you know, Israel and Iran. We might talk a little bit about that. I don't know, but depending on how I feel, you know what I'm saying, we're going to get it popping. All right, so salute to everybody that likes the video. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand how I can't get people to like the video. You know what I'm saying? I don't get it. But salute to everybody that likes the video. You know what I'm saying? That wants to see the channel grow. You know what I'm saying? If you don't want to see the channel grow and you're just here just to be here, I hope you have a bad day. All right? I'm just putting that out there. Now, let's play this clip about what Bishop Mari Emanuel had to say, all right, and then we're going to talk about the reason why he was attacked, all right, and they did some crazy stuff as far as when it comes to the attacker, all right. Now let's play this clip real quick.
Here in Australia, right, 40,000 children disappear here in Australia every year, and the one who was heading that team, investigative team, he said, "I am shocked." You can watch it, it's on YouTube. He said, "I am shocked because I have 27 names on this paper here in front of me. These 27 names, they are 100% truly whatever they've done, because police, at federal level, have investigated them thoroughly and with proofs, they are all guilty of all these child abuses here in Australia, 40,000. He said, "But to my shock, I would never ever had imagined I would see this as an Aussie." He said, "Some of the names in this list are ex-prime ministers of this nation. Ex-prime ministers." Anyone who hurts an elderly person and a young child is a coward, is an evildoer. May the Lord Jesus rebuke them all. And if the Lord sees that they don't wish to repent, Lord, I beg you, pluck them from their roots, whoever they are, wherever they are. Because enough of this evilness. Little innocent children, you evildoers, you cowards, you traitors, you... If I see them in front of me, I'll lose it. I'll finally use my red belt in karate. If I get the chance, I will rescue those children myself and let them kill me. I don't care.
Now, like I said, as of recently, Bishop Mari Emanuel was attacked. All right. Now, it's kind of crazy because with him out in the government over there, right, and basically spilling the beans, okay, he made himself a target. All right. But now, ironically, when he did this and when he was attacked the other day, right, the police protected the attacker, and almost millions of people went out there and tried to protest, all right, and get the attacker to come out. But watch this, y'all. Watch this. This is crazy.
Bring him out! 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 Bring him out!
Yes!
Yeah, playing with them people, you're never gonna win. You know what I'm saying? You're never gonna win. Now, I recently read that Bishop Mari Emanuel is in good hands. The knife that the guy used, it didn't open up. You know what I'm saying? So the Lord was on his side. The Lord was on his side. People be thinking, oh, God ain't real, whatever. The Lord was on that man's side because the knife didn't even open up. You know what I'm saying? Let you know, like, you know, some people don't experience near-death situations, so they don't know, you know, the seriousness behind it. But, you know, to each its own, man. To each its own, all right? Now, we're going to talk about Dubai, right? Now, I believe this was over the weekend. Dubai had got hit with a major storm. It was flooding everywhere and things of that nature. And it's pretty bad out there. You know what I'm saying? It's pretty bad out there. I don't know if it's still raining bad, but Dubai has been literally washed away. All right. Now, I'm going to play y'all this clip, and we're going to talk about the importance of cloud seeding. All right, because all of this weather disasters that's taking place, you know what I'm saying, it's all being modified. You know, we know that they are using artificial clouds, right, to create weather systems all over the world. All right, they have proven this time and time again. You know, some people equate it to HAARP machines or NASA, things of that nature, but these people are creating these clouds that we see in the sky, and it's causing disasters. But let's play this clip, y'all, and we're going to talk about it a little bit.
Dubai is underwater, and it's all happening because they allegedly decided to make it rain, but now it just won't stop. They do this thing called cloud seeding, which is basically manipulating clouds to enhance rainfall in dry climates. But as a result, the entire city has become underwater with massive storms flooding malls and residential buildings. Literally, airplanes can't take off anymore, and some are even comparing the rainstorms to the apocalypse.
Now, that's pretty much a shame. All right. Now, when we see stuff like this, I'm just being real with you. When we see stuff like this, they're testing these modifications. They're testing this stuff on certain cities to see if they can wash away certain cities and states or whatever they want to do. You know, I don't put it past the people in power. I really don't. You know what I'm saying? Everything that they do is for a reason. You know, nothing here is actually natural. Not even the water that we drink. It says spring water on the bottle, but it came from Connecticut. Right? Just got to think about stuff like this, man. You know, the people in Dubai have been thriving for years. For years, they have been thriving over there. And a lot of them are in cahoots with the government. All right, let's be clear here. A lot of those people, those high-powered elitists that reside in Dubai are in cahoots. All right. And a lot of these cities generate millions and millions, almost billions of dollars each year. All right. And it's the same thing I showed y'all with the guy, Larry Silverstein, basically explaining that situations such as disasters like 9/11 were planned for insurance purposes, right? They rather take the insurance route than take a fall. These are things that happen. But the fact that it rained nonstop, right? And like I said, these are trial events. It rained nonstop in Dubai and they couldn't get it to stop. It should show us that they have power. They have that type of technology and power to control what we see. People don't believe it, but you know, they have technology out there that can show us an artificial sun, right? I truly believe that they are practicing with a lot of this stuff, just to prepare us for what's to come, all right? This is my personal opinion. You know, if they really want to, you know, wash away a certain state or city or a place, they can do it there. You know, they can do it there. All right. So let's talk about this, too. Now, we always talk about the central banking digital currency system and where we're headed as far as with this situation. Now, a guy went into a Canadian bank a few days ago and he wanted to withdraw his money from the bank. But the bank gave him a hard time. Now, I'm going to play this clip and then I'm going to give some context to what I truly believe. All right. And we're going to keep it moving.
I can't. Wait, I don't understand. What are you talking about?
So I can either give you a bank draft, or if you're going to get cash, I will need an invoice for the car purchase.
Why? No, I'd like to. It's for if the car's payments for in cash. I can't use a bank draft.
Are you buying from like a private?
Yeah, it's private.
Person?
It's literally from my friend.
From your friend?
Yeah, but he wants it in cash.
Can he give you like anything that you're purchasing from him?
No, I don't. You don't need that, bro. What is it? I'm only asking for three. What is this? I it's my money. I'm allowed to withdraw from my own bank account.
Yeah, so I can.
You said that. What's the maximum limit you can give a withdrawal to a customer? It's $3,000 on the date. You've already mentioned that multiple times.
Yeah, not today.
Why not today?
Today I would need a bank draft or would get an invoice.
But why? You don't. You need proof of what it is. Why is that? And why is that? Why is that? Why do you need? Why do you need me to tell you what it is? Why do you need? What kind of proof is that? I bring in a note. Like, what? How is that? What is that going to change? I don't understand.
So that would
you need to give my money. I'm not taking a bank job. I would like cash, please.
Yeah, I won't be able to
give you cash. Okay, wait. I'm just going to sit here until you give me cash. So I'm not going to leave.
Okay. Well, if you want, you can have a sit there.
And then do what? Who am I waiting for?
I can get the manager to talk to you.
Well, yeah, get the manager because yeah, this is like it's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. The fact that you go into your bank and your bank tells you you can't take your money that you earned out of the bank. What do you do in that situation besides start flipping tables, right? You got bills to pay and the bank wants to see a note. Which is, in my opinion, that's a setup, if you ask me. Why would I bring a note into a bank stating that someone wants a request for money? That just sounds like modern day robbery, if you ask me. Okay? The power that they have over us is unbelievable. They've already started it with debit cards and credit cards. It's digital money. You put a certain amount of money, a certain amount of bills in an ATM, and in return, it tells you a digital number. Doesn't matter what kind of bill. Sometimes the machine can't even read the bill half the time, depending on how damaged it is. But when I see stuff like that, it's preparing us, right? Because they want us all to have this mark. They want us all to have it. Now, I came across some videos that I can't show on YouTube, but I will show y'all the future and where it's headed, all right? And this next clip is two individuals that took a leap forward, okay, and put the mark in their hand. Why would anybody want to do that? Why would anybody want to be probed for their convenience? I don't get it. I don't understand that. I don't get it. You know, it sounds far-fetched when we talk about it, like a sci-fi movie or something off of Black Mirror or something, you know? Everyone will have this microchip in their hand. But when I see stuff like that, right, and, you know, salute to the Bible thumpers out there. But when I see stuff like that, I always get confused. It's like, are they using this to prepare us for something? You know? Are they taking these scriptures from the Bible and acting this stuff out, or was this prophesied? You know, that's the question that I always have. You know, that's the question that I always have when it comes to situations like this, because there's no reason why, you know, I'm seeing people like Elon Musk and, you know, all of these different companies with this Neuralink stuff and putting chips in people's brains. I saw the other day, and you guys could look it up, that some robotics company figured out a way to give a snake some legs. And they put this snake through a tube. They put this snake through a tube. And the snake was on a robotic, I guess a robotic tube. It was, I don't know how to explain it, but the thing was walking like a lizard. It was the craziest thing I ever seen. It was crazy. And the fact that they were able to come up with this technology by connecting the snake's movements or thoughts or brain patterns to a robotic system, it's out of this world, man. But speaking of Elon Musk, salute to all you guys out there that have Teslas, right? Now, his Cybertruck, which is going for nearly, I believe, almost over $100,000, if I'm not mistaken. But his Cybertruck is now being recalled, all right? For people out there that want to invest and get them a Cybertruck, because it's bulletproof, right? Just preparing you for a doomsday. All right. When you're seeing a lot of these people getting these bunkers, trust and believe, they're not running from anything, right? They're not really running from anything. They can hide all they want, but they're not really running. But recently, a guy had purchased the Cybertruck, and it did something that was very dangerous. Now, I'm always against electric vehicles because of my personal preference, right? I just don't see the logic of owning a car that has more control than you do, right? But to each his own. I'm going to show you guys this clip of how dangerous these Tesla trucks and vehicles are.
So apparently the Cybertruck has a stop sign, and I might know why. Now, it's got something to do with the accelerator pedal. So let me show you something interesting about my Cybertruck. Is that pedal looks different, right? Because it's missing this. So a couple days ago, I'm driving, and let me see if I can get a good view here. I'm driving, and this goes here. As I'm driving, this slid up and wedged itself just like that. I know it's not clipped on, so it's kind of hard to see, but this wedged itself right there. And as you can see, based on the design of the floorboard, this sliding up, and the way this was still hooked onto the pedal, it held the accelerator down 100%, full throttle. Now, I was luckily had a clear mind, didn't panic, and holding the brake down overrides the pedal. So I was able to stop the car, but anytime I lift the brake, it would start accelerating again. I stopped the car, put it in park, got out. At first I thought the pedal was broken, but then I realized that nope, this was wedged down here under this little section here, not allowing this pedal to come back up. So yeah, looks like there's a recall or some kind of stop sell for that. Somebody that panics, that could be pretty dangerous. Crazy.
Yeah. My personal opinion, I think that's purposely done. You know? Sometimes they tell you when new technology comes out, you have to wait a certain time or a certain period before you purchase these things, because a recall is like that can be effective. A lot of people may remember when it was a version of, I believe, a Samsung phone, right? This was years ago. And this was like the hottest phone. Everybody was talking about it. You know, they even got celebrities to promote it. And then, you know, there was a video that came out of the artist CeeLo Green. And he was in the studio. And he was, I guess he was a spokesman for this phone at the time. And the phone blew up in his ear while he was in the studio. We got to be careful with purchasing a lot of this stuff, man, because you go out there and drive a Tesla and you're stepping on the gas and that pedal slips up and gets wedged while you're in on the highway or in the street or whatever. You know, you're going full straight into a wall. You know what I'm saying? So you got to be very careful with stuff like that, man. Very careful. And I truly believe that a lot of these newer vehicles are made to purposely cause these type of situations. Let's not forget, you know, these people, their main focus is to depopulate. All right. So if they can get your money and get you up out of here at the same time, they won. All right. They won. Let's just be real here. They won. Now let's talk about, I'm going to talk about this real quick, and I'm going to give my thoughts on this, right? Now, the movie director by the name of Michael Moore, he's the director of the movie Fahrenheit 9/11 that came out years ago, exposing what actually took place behind 9/11, right? He recently did an interview, and he spoke about what's going on in Iran and Israel. Now, I had to edit it a little bit because he went a little detailed. Now, I don't know if Michael Moore is a part of the Jewish community, but I do want to say something, and I have to keep it real. You know what I'm saying? After I play this clip, I know a lot of people may get offended, but it is what it is. All right. I got to just say what it is. I'm going to play this clip, y'all, of what Michael Moore had to say about what's going on right now with Iran and Israel. All right, let's talk about it.
What would you do
What would you do? And why is there an open air prison called Gaza for 15 years? You know, when people are in prisons because they've committed a crime, can somebody right now tell me what the crime is that the Palestinian people, as a group of people, have committed? What is the crime? Because according to my knowledge of history, the enemies of Israel who have been persecuted, the Israelis, the Jewish people of this world have been persecuted for 5,000 years. But for the last 2,000 years, most of the persecution has come from white, European-centric Christians. That's been your enemy. No Palestinian helped to build Auschwitz. No Palestinian stood on the docks of New York City when boatloads of Jewish refugees trying to escape the Holocaust came here to be protected by this country and were turned away at the docks in New York and sent back to Germany to die. No Palestinian did that. No Palestinian ran the Spanish Inquisition. Your enemy is not the Palestinian people. It is white Christian European people who have been slaughtering Jews for the last 2,000 years. And let's just call it for what it is. But why are they in an open air prison? Why are 2 million of them in an open air prison?
I gotta agree. Now, like I said, some people may not agree with what I'm about to say, but I don't care because I gotta agree. I talked about this in a live before. Now, we're so big on religion and all of this stuff, right? But you have people like the guy Michael Moore. Now, he could be of the Jewish descent, but you always got to remember, right? There's two different types. You have the unorthodox and you have the orthodox, right? You have two. You have one individual that practices the Torah and the other that practices the Talmud. All right, you have Israelites and then you also have the Zionists. Now, the people that are in control, right, the people that are in control over the media, all right, the sick people that are over there bombing them, these people are Zionists, right? But then you have a lot of Hasidic Jews that don't co-sign that war. They don't want no parts of it. And what's so funny about this, and people may not agree with me, is that he's absolutely right. It's the people that are in the white hoods burning crosses, right? The people that enslaved blacks for over 400 years and gave us a religion, okay, that has nothing to do with us. It has nothing to do with black people, all right? Nothing. They burnt our houses down and forced us to read a book and partake in rituals. As y'all know, I'm gonna be honest with you. I will never participate in drinking the blood or eating the flesh of a human being. That's paganism. I would never. Me personally, I would never. But to each his own. I wouldn't involve myself in any type of rituals of that sort. Now, those same individuals that burn crosses and wear hoods, right? These are the same people that enslaved us. They give us Nicki Minaj. They give us Sexy Red. All right. They give us Suki Hana. They give us these people because you're always going to have the house Negro that's willing to sell his people out for a dollar. And what that guy, Michael Moore, doesn't understand is that his people are in cahoots with those same people. They're in cahoots with them. I mentioned this before. This is the reason why the American flag is red, white, and blue. The blue side is for the Jews, and the red side is for the Catholics. All right? These Knights and Templar individuals, these are the people that are reigning supreme over us, but they come from Europe. They come from the UK. They come from Paris and France, and we've indoctrinated their lifestyle. They've taken over everything. They murdered the Indians and took over their land. They did all of this. Christopher Columbus was not real. That story was fake. So when we always point the finger at, oh yeah, he's a yarmulke, it's his fault. You got to understand, there are some of them that don't participate in any of that. In any of it. But they've been infiltrated. Now, most people will agree and say, yo, you know, they don't really have no, they don't really come from no land, you know, so they indoctrinated this certain belief system. That could be true. But so have we. And I say we as in colored people. You get what I'm saying? It's just a cycle of things that I pay attention to. You know, it's the cycle of things. Oh, Jay, I thought you was a Christian, Jay. Never have you ever heard me say that. Never. Of course I use the Bible in some of my videos because of the simple fact is they're using the same Bible. Why wouldn't I? They're using the Bible to outplay this stuff. Why would the Bible say beware of the mark of the beast? And now it's going to be in the hand and in the forehead. And I'm seeing this stuff come true. Like, you got to be a fool to ignore the signs. Like, you get what I'm saying? Just my opinion, man. It's just my opinion. Now, salute to that guy, Michael Moore, all right, for standing up, all right, for the Iranian people, man. And it's crazy what's going on over there. I'm not going to talk too much on it, but it's crazier what's going on over there. You know what I'm saying? It's sad and sick. And now they gotten to the point where they're saying that if we don't fall back, we gonna get it too. You get what I'm saying? You know, so a lot is going on right now in the world, and I didn't really feel like talking about P. Diddy and all of these other people. I really don't care for that at this point right now. You know what I'm saying? It's real stuff going on in the world that people need to know about. So maybe, I don't know, maybe I'll come back at 3 o'clock and talk about it. Who knows, man? But make sure y'all tap in on the Patreon, man. We got this video, The Robotic Society. I'm gonna be dropping a video for y'all. What's today? Today's Thursday. Yeah, today. Tomorrow we're gonna drop a video for y'all, man. I like I said, I'm gonna get to 3 videos a week. We're gonna get out 3 Patreon videos a week. Now that everything is back in order, I definitely gonna give y'all the news. YouTube be playing. Alright, and if y'all want, make sure y'all tap in on the member section of the channel. Alright, we got this available. It's in the member section to all my members on this channel. Make sure y'all tap in. You know what I'm saying? If you would like to join the Patreon, that's available to y'all as well. Alright. Salute to everybody in the chat. Like I said, if you hit the like button, I appreciate you. If you didn't, have a bad day, man. All right, peace and blessings, y'all. I hope y'all stay safe out there. I'm going to get to some.